Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Khamenei warns over Zionists' arrogant powers plot to sow discord among Muslims. President Ahmadinejad says Iran and Pakistan stand united and share strategic views with regards to their bilateral relations. 6 year Iran's Supreme National Security Council describes talks with the P5 plus one as positive as groups' viewpoints get closer to Iran's. Turkish Foreign Minister says Ankara supports Iran's nuclear rights. And anti-regime protesters call for prisoners' release in Saudi Arabia. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Zionists and other arrogant powers are determined to sow discord among Muslims. Receiving the visiting Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari, Ayatollah Khamenei said, creating discord and division in the Muslim Ummah is one of the obvious and planned objectives of the Zionists and other arrogant powers. The leader pointed to the opposition and hostilities towards the development of relations between Iran and Pakistan and said both sides should decisively get over such oppositions. Ayatollah Khamenei further stressed on strengthening the economic, infrastructural, political, social, and security bonds between Iran and Pakistan, voicing Iran's readiness to supply energy to Pakistan. The leader stated that, in this regard, the Islamic Republic is the only country with a secure source of energy and is ready to meet Pakistan's need in this regard. He also described the under-construction Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline as a good example of cooperation between Tehran and Islamabad. Meanwhile, Ayatollah Khamenei said, sectarian strife in Pakistan is a dangerous foreign microbe. The leader noted that sectarian killings in Pakistan are really regretful and this issue should be decisively dealt with to prevent it from disturbing Pakistan's national unity. For his part, Pakistani President said Islamabad firmly believes in the expansion of relations with Tehran. Zardari pointed out that the efforts made by international and regional players to prevent a strength in Iran-Pakistan relations have failed because nations have learned how to act in the face of enemies of Islam. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran and Pakistan stand united and share strategic views with regards to their bilateral relations. Ahmadinejad made the remarks in a meeting with the visiting Pakistani president in the Iranian capital city of Tehran. The president said even if Iran and Pakistan were not neighbors and religious brothers, they should stand together because relations and cooperation are better than confrontation and ill-wishers always exploit the divide between nations. Ahmadinejad pointed out that if Tehran and Islamabad consolidate their capacities, they could overcome all obstacles and animosities and accelerate their progress. Referring to the multi-billion dollar Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project, the president said, the construction of this pipeline would benefit both countries as well as other regional states. For his part, Zardari underlined the importance of the expansion of brotherly relations between Iran and Pakistan. He noted that trust and strong ties exist between the two countries, despite efforts by those who want to obstruct cooperation between the two nations. He said Pakistan is determined to walk the path of promoting bilateral ties, adding that consolidating the capacities of both states would serve their interests. The Pakistani president also expressed happiness about the construction of the Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project, adding that Islamabad supports all measures taken to complete the pipeline. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says the P5 plus one tried to get closer to Iran's viewpoints on some issues in their response to Tehran's proposals, which was a positive development. Speaking to reporters during a news conference following talks with the P5 plus one, Saeed Jalili announced that the next round of talks between Tehran and the P5 plus one will be held in Kazakhstan in April. He noted that the next round of negotiations would be held on April 5 and 6 in Almaty. Jalili added that expert-level talks between the two sides would be held in the Turkish city of Istanbul on March 18. Iran and the P5 plus one wrapped up their two-day negotiations earlier in the day in the southern Kazakh city of Almaty.
In my opinion, if they have made a correct assessment of the process in the last 8 months, and in regard to the response that I gave the previous year, that not only did those sanctions fail to give the desired results they anticipated, but rather the opposite, encouraging our people to have better successes both politically and socially, and to garner further achievements economically. If they observe reality, this may help them in compiling an accurate report. The fact that today the suggestions that they have put forward to Almaty appear to be more realistic and logical, I think, is an indication that today, despite the pressures put on Iran, they have come to the conclusion that they must change their outlook.
Meanwhile, EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton says she hopes for a positive response from Tehran to proposals put forward by P5+1 at the next round of talks set for April.
We work extremely hard in a very considered manner, collectively, on behalf of the United Nations Security Council, who mandate us to do so, in order to try and get some tangible results out of this process. And so the proposals we've put forward are designed to build some confidence and enable us to move forward. If Dr. Jalili has come here and said he's very positive, then I'm pleased. But I believe in looking at what the results are. And what we have to see next is how the experts are able to work together. And then when we come back here, I look forward to seeing you all here again in a few weeks, to see what can then go forward. And that will be, for me, what I would describe as positive.
Turkish Foreign Minister has once again reaffirmed Ankara's support for Iran's right to have a peaceful nuclear program. Davutoglu said, "Nuclear technology is the product of humanity, and all nations have the right to use this technology." He stressed that Turkey supports Iran's gaining access to nuclear energy. He further referred to the Tehran Declaration, which was issued in May 2010, following trilateral talks among Iran, Turkey and Brazil, based on which Tehran agreed to swap its low-enriched uranium for reactor fuel on Turkish soil. The Turkish foreign minister said the U.S. and its Western allies imposed more pointless sanctions against Iran instead of allowing the declaration to move forward. Davutoglu underlined that Turkey's stance on Iran sanctions is clear, as Ankara still wants the negotiations to continue on Iran's nuclear program to find a peaceful solution to the issue. Iran and Egypt have agreed to promote tourism cooperation. Head of Iran's cultural heritage, handicraft and tourism, Mohammad Sharif Malekzadeh, and Egyptian tourism minister Hesham Zezus signed a deal in Tehran to send tourists to their countries through private sectors. As per the deal, Iran and Egypt have to run tours to familiarize tour leaders, travel agencies, reporters, and even government officials with tourism attractions of the two countries. Malekzadeh underlined that Iran is a good destination for Egypt's tourists, and Iranians are interested in traveling to Egypt. For his part, Zezus expressed hope that the deal would pave the way for further cooperation between the two countries. He said Egypt enjoys abundant tourism attractions, given its age-old civilization, which goes back to 5,000 years ago. Zezus added that introducing Iranian civilization is interesting for the Egyptian people. And here's a recap of tonight's top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, warns over Zionists' Aryan powers plots to sow discord among Muslims. President Ahmadinejad said Iran and Pakistan stand united and share strategic views with regards to their bilateral relations. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council describes talks with the P5+1 as positive as groups' viewpoints get closer to Iran's. Turkish Foreign Minister says Ankara supports Iran's nuclear rights. And anti-regime protesters call for prisoners' release in Saudi Arabia. A bomb attack on a bus transporting Afghan military personnel in capital Kabul has injured 7 people, including the attacker. The attack was carried out on a main street in the capital on Wednesday. Officials said there had been no reports of deaths. No group or individual has claimed responsibility for the bomb attack. However, Afghan officials usually blame such attacks on Taliban militants. Saudi protesters have staged fresh demonstrations against the Al Saud regime, calling for the release of political prisoners. Anti-regime protesters took to the streets in the capital Riyadh and the central province of Al Qassim to voice their solidarity with a similar protest rally held earlier. On Monday, female demonstrators held a protest in Bourdieh, the capital city of Al Qassim province, to show their outrage at the Saudi regime's illegal detention of dissidents. They also burned the picture of Saudi Interior Minister Mohammed bin Nayef during the protest. Since February 2011, protesters have held demonstrations on an almost regular basis in Saudi Arabia, mainly in Qatif and the town of Awamiya in Eastern Province. Amnesty International has called on Saudi authorities to stop using excessive force against the protesters. Experts say harsh economic weather in Portugal is going to affect the country, including its main airlines. Here's more.
Decided that it can be one of the biggest strikes ever in TAP, the Portuguese airlines. On the table is the decision of cutting company salaries set on state's budget for 2013. After initial negotiations, government reaffirmed there will be no exceptions in cuts for state companies. For TAP union trades, there are no reasons that justify these measures. It only happened once. All eight union trades agreed and are preparing now to take a common position.
This conflict comes up again at a crucial moment for the company. The government is preparing to relaunch TAP's privatization after a first attempt with only one offer. Inês Subtil, Shabaka Kabar, Lisbon.
Italy's overall business confidence has fallen for the month of February amid news of the country's general elections that left a stalemate between major political parties. The official data agency Estat reported that the index for manufacturing, construction, services and trade sectors dropped to 77.4 points for the month of February from 80 in January. The index conducted in the first half of February was based on a poll of approximately 4,000 businesses. As the Eurozone's third largest economy, experts say Italy's borrowing costs are expected to increase as a result. French workers have held a demonstration in the northern city of Amiens against impending closure of a troubled tire plant in the city. The workers at Goodyear Dunlop Tires France have been trying to save their jobs for more than 5 years, but in a last-ditch effort, they are trying to prevent owners from moving the plant to China. Efforts to find a new buyer have failed, and the plant is scheduled to be closed next year. Industrial sites across France are struggling in Europe's financial downturn, and Amiens suffers from an unemployment rate of 12.5%. According to an opinion poll conducted in January, more than half of the people in the country are worried about unemployment and job security. The survey also showed that 41% of those surveyed are concerned about a decrease in their purchasing power. British Prime Minister David Cameron has revealed the government's plans for further public spending cuts. This comes after credit ratings agency Moody's downgraded the country's top AAA credit rating to AA1. Cameron said the decision by the rating agency was a warning to politicians who believed that the country would walk away from its mounting debts and sluggish growth. Moreover, he added that a credit rating would be at risk of further downgrading if the government does not go for deeper spending cuts. Earlier this week, British pound fell to a two-year low as currency markets lost their confidence in the country's downgraded economy, raising fears of a longer-than-expected period of low growth. And finally, in yet another U.S. shooting incident, two police officers and a suspect have been shot and killed on the West Coast state of California during an investigation of a sexual assault report. Two police detectives were first shot and killed by a suspect on Tuesday afternoon while conducting a probe in a residential neighborhood in the seaside town of Santa Cruz. The suspected gunman then reportedly escaped from the scene but was later confronted by police officers who shot and killed them in a reported shootout. Authorities have not yet offered details on how the sexual assault investigation transpired, how many people may have been involved in the case, and whether there are additional suspects. They, however, announced that police were going door to door on Tuesday evening as a precaution. And that's a wrap for now. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.